弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you all。
今晚上来谈谈基督的高举。
This evening, I'd like to talk about the exaltation of Christ。
我最近认识一位学生啊，他在这一学期功课相当好。
I recently came to know of a student in school who's been doing very well this semester。
GPA 4.0。
And his grade point average is 4.0。
那最近得到了这个老师校长的奖状跟奖牌啊。
And he received a medal and an award from the principal of the school.
他自己本身被高举啊，他觉得很高兴。
He feels very honored being exalted.
他的双亲啊也替他高兴。
And his parents also rejoice for him.
所以请他去吃沙西米。
So the parents treated him to sashimi.
人生就好像是一场考试。
Our life is like an exam.
我们人生所追求的不是一种虚浮的今生的荣耀。
The goals we're after is not the vain glory of this life.
但是人生要寻求是将来我们真神给我们的高举。
Rather, we need to seek the exaltation from God in the future.
人生这场考试能够达到 GPA 4.0 的，从古至今大概只有一个人。
Perhaps only one person has been able to reach a GPA of 4.0 in this respect.
那就是我们主耶稣基督啊。
And that person is the Lord Jesus Christ.
他最后被神高举。
Because he was ultimately exalted by God.
我们来看腓立比书第二章。
Please turn to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第五节。
Verse 5.
腓立比书第二章第五节。
Philippians 2 verse 5.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。第六节。
6.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺。
7.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上面。第九节。所以，神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。我们前几个礼拜谈到主耶稣的虚己，主耶稣的谦卑，主耶稣的顺服。
For the past few weeks, we have talked about how Jesus emptied himself.How he humbled himself and obeyed.
那因为他这种在世上各种努力的表现，最后神高举了他。
And because of what he had done when he was on earth, he was exalted by God.
到底神主耶稣基督如何被高举呢？
How was the Lord Jesus exalted?
在世上被高举，如果GPA好，那是领奖状跟奖牌。
In the world, if you have a good GPA, perhaps the greatest exaltation is to have an award.
但是耶稣基督被高举最后的一个结果是他从死里面复活了。
But the exaltation of Christ has to do with his resurrection from the dead.
在圣经里面记载了几件复活的事情。
The Bible records a few incidences of resurrection.
以利沙、以利亚各死一个人复活。
Both Elisha and Elijah resurrected someone.
保罗、彼得各死一个人复活。
Both Paul and Peter resurrected someone.
耶稣基督死三个人复活。
The Lord Jesus resurrected three people.
但这些刚刚提到这些复活的人，他们最后还是要再一次的死。
But these people who have been raised had to die later.
但是耶稣基督的复活不一样，他成为不朽的身体，升到高天去啊。
The resurrection of the Lord Jesus, on the other hand, was different. After the resurrection, he ascended to heaven.
最近我去一个慕道者家跟他谈道理的时候，他说他什么都相信，就是不相信复活的道理。
In a recent discussion with a truth seeker, he told me that he believes all that we teach except the doctrine of resurrection.
他说只要今生主耶稣给他平安跟喜乐就好了，来世的事情以后再说吧。
He says, as long as he receives blessings from God in this life, that is all he asks for, and he doesn't really care about the afterlife.
但是当我看到一个人得到癌症、皮包骨 那个时候我想他的心情就不一样了。
But I believe a person would think differently if he has cancer and is thinning to death.
他每天要摩擦自己的双腿，那个痛啃噬了他的骨头。这个时候他巴不得早一点超脱今生的苦恼，进到主耶稣的怀抱里面去。
When he's in excruciating pain, he would only wish that he could quickly return to the Lord's arms.
我们最近伯克莱在读这个《使徒行传》。
The Berkeley Campus Bible Study has been studying Acts.
我们发现到我们所查考的保罗的一个很重要的信息，就是传扬耶稣基督虽然死了，但他却已经复活了。
A central message of Paul's preaching was that Jesus Christ, although was dead, has come alive.
我们又提到说，他不但复活，而且他被高升到神那边去。
And not only did he resurrect, he was also exalted and ascended to heaven.
我们来参考希伯来书四章十四节。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14.
希伯来书四章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14.
四章十四节。
Chapter 4, verse 14.
我们既有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。这边再次的述说到神已经升入高天了。
The Lord Jesus has gone through the heavens.
我去东部的时候，一个弟兄跟我讲说，他最近去参加跳伞的活动。
In East, when I was in the East Coast, a brother told me that he went for a parachute jump.
他回去把他带到云的上面，然后他从上面跳下来啊，觉得很过瘾啊。
He got onto a plane and jumped off the plane with a parachute, and that to him was a thrill.
因为太过瘾了，所以都忘了把那个伞给撑开了。
But because it was so thrilling that he forgot to pull the parachute open.
还有他的教练在后面帮他的把他的伞打开啊。
Luckily, his trainer was behind him to help him pull open.
任何肉体都没有办法违反地心引力，你跳下来，跳一定是往下掉，不会往上升啊。
No flesh would defy gravity by going upwards rather than downwards.
所以我们当看到《使徒行传》在谈到耶稣基督的肉体、身体，不是肉体哦，身体，在众人面前。架上一朵云往上升的那个情景。
But we remember the scene of the Lord Jesus Christ when he was taken in bodily form on the cloud to heaven.
古代的人没有我们现在的知识，或者他们一定会想到说，哇，如果升上去，空气一定很稀薄，那叫升上去到底是到土星呢，还是冥星呢，还是火星呢？
Perhaps if we were to live at that time, we'll wonder, well, what is going to happen if the air thins out in a high atmosphere, and which planet is he going to?
所以我相信，当主耶稣说提到高天的那个事情呢，其实不是在说我们这个物质界的那个天，这个到底一直升上去，空气稀薄啦，大气层上就没有啦，就是外太空啦。我想应该是超乎这个宇宙的神所特定的一个属灵的高处啊。
So I believe the heavens refer not to the sky or the space in the physical universe, but a spiritual high place.
那个升到高处就是神所在的地方，神的住处。
And that high place is the dwelling place of God.
圣经又跟我们讲说，他坐在神的右边呢。
And the Bible tells us that he was seated on the right.
他被高举，坐在神的右边。
He was exalted to the right hand of God.
那我们常常说右边是最大的。
We often say the right hand is the greater place.
但是如果你这样想，那么神就坐在耶稣的左边喽。
So does that mean that God was sitting on the left hand side of Jesus?
这样好像也不太对哈。
That wouldn't really make sense.
那到底坐在右边是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to sit on the right hand?
我们都记得所罗门王当王的时候，他的母亲出来的时候，被拔示巴出来的时候，他在自己的右边给他的妈妈预备了一个位置。
As we remember when Bathsheba, the mother of King Solomon, came to see him, he gave her a place on his right hand side.
所以耶稣坐在神的右边代表耶稣蒙悦纳。
So being able to sit on the right hand side of God means that you have received divine favor.
或是受尊重，因为他所成的工作，神尊重他。
But that it is a seat of honor. In other words, God honored the Lord Jesus.
另外一个就是坐在右边也是一种得胜的记号。
Another meaning of sitting on the right hand side means victory.
我们来参考诗篇一百一十篇第一节。
Please turn to Psalm 111, verse 1.
诗篇一百一十篇第一节。
Excuse me, Psalm 110, verse 1.
诗篇一百一十篇第一节
Psalm 110 verse 1
主对我主说你坐在我的右边等我使你的仇敌坐你的脚凳这边提到说坐在右边然后要使仇敌坐脚凳
God said to the Lord I sit at my right hand and I will make your enemies a footstool
右边是代表他得胜的一种记号
So being at the right hand is a sign of victory
所以我们刚才提到说神高举我们的主耶稣基督
God exalted the Lord Jesus Christ
让他复活升天坐在神的右边并且与神同掌王权了
God raised him from the dead brought him to heaven sat him at the right hand side
今天主耶稣是我们复活的第一粒种子
The Lord Jesus Christ is the first seed of resurrection
我们如果在世上的 各种考试当中如果不一定得到 GPA 4.0 然后如果得到 3.60 到 3.0 以上的话呢、啊、到了一定的水准那么我们也可以跟主耶稣一样、啊、被高升被高举、啊、进入神所为我们预备的荣耀的地方啊。
So when we reach a certain quote unquote GPA the Lord Jesus Christ will also bring us into a place of glory、
啊、再来我们来谈谈、啊、高举的、啊、为什么主耶稣基督会被高举啊
Next, I'd like to talk about why the Lord Jesus was exalted.
我们来参考马太福音十六章二十四节。
Let's read Matthew chapter 16, verse 24.
马太福音十六章二十四节。
Matthew 16, verse 24.
十六章二十四节。于是耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我。”就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我主耶稣基督今天可以被高举实在是他吸取他顺服他甘愿的走上各个他背起十字架
The Lord Jesus was exalted because first he emptied himself and obediently took up the cross
耶稣基督他是一个伟大的在时代 那个时代来讲可以说是一个伟大的领袖、
during the time of Jesus the Lord was considered a great leader
当然他是我们的神道成肉身来到世间没有错
of course he is also a God who became human
但是我们看这个世上的领袖、哦、你仔细看每个人在吸引别人的时候像我们在选举总统的时候你看到每个人都把如果你跟从了我会给你什么好处比如说减你的税啦这个给你这个更多的保险啦、啊，给你多少的福利啦、
啊、In this world, leaders attract people by offering benefits such as tax cuts or welfare programs.
但主耶稣怎么样？他怎么样能够吸引那些跟从他的人呢
？But how did the Lord Jesus attract his followers?
他是用十字架牺牲自己的方法。他说：“当我被高举的时候，万人就要跟从我了。
”He did so by dying on the cross. Therefore, he said, "When I'm lifted up on the cross, so I will draw all men unto myself.
他也大声地宣告说：“如果你们要跟从我，你一定要背起自己的十字架，才能够跟从我。”
He also proclaimed, "You must bear, take up your cross to follow me."
所以，我们今天信耶稣不是什么都非常顺利的。
Therefore, believing in Jesus Christ does not mean having a smooth life.
我们要背起主耶稣给我们。要我们所训练的课程要把它学习完要背负起我们的十字架
We must learn the lessons we ought to learn from the Lord and carry our cross
所以基督徒是应该有这种行道的责任
Therefore Christians have the responsibility or the obligation to practice the word of God
马丁路德在1517年改教
Martin Luther reformed the church in 1517
他的一个中心思想就是因信称义啊。
And his central message was justification by faith.
也就是说，一个人一个基督徒，只要他相信耶稣基督做他的救主，那么无论他做什么，他都可以得到主耶稣的义啊。
In other words, if a person believes in Jesus Christ as his savior, then he will be justified freely.
我读一本书啊，他谈到马丁路德的晚年呢、啊。
I've studied a book that talks about.Or discusses the last years of Martin Luther.
Martin Luther 觉得怎么现在基督教相信他这种信仰的人， 大家的道德开始变坏了，因为他们觉得行善不是得救的必要条件了，所以大家就在信仰上面做一些不道德的事情了。
He was amazed how morality has sharply declined among Christians, because they have this false assumption that your deeds don't count.
所以我们今天信耶稣的不是说一受洗之后什么事都完成了，我们还要背起自己的十字架跟随神呢。
Therefore, baptism is not the end of the story. We still need to carry our cross to follow the Lord.
今天我读那个我们教会的一本书叫《灵界辩证》。那么里面有一篇文章在谈到灵族会的神迹啊。
There is a Chinese publication in our church called The Discernment of Spirits, and in there, in the book, there's a chapter on a particular sect.
Testimony of a sister who was possessed by a demon.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was a testimony of a sister who had been possessed by Satan.
她六月二号，在她的时间，六月二号接触到我们的教会。
She first contacted our church on June the 2nd.
她在身上到九月二号这个三个月当中呢，总共抓出了146只鬼出来。
And until September 2nd, which was 3 months later,
146只鬼被抓到。
146 demons were captured.
那这些鬼总共被捆绑了22次，有时候一次来几只这样子。
And 22 times the demons were arrested.
那我在读这篇文章时，我注意到一个有趣的现象，就是他六月二号接触真耶稣教会，六月十七号受洗。
An interesting phenomenon is that she was baptized on the 17th of the month she came to our church.
那不是受洗之后魔鬼就不来找她呢？
In other words, Satan did not stop bothering her after she was baptized.
当六月十七号之后到九月二号那个这段时间，魔鬼继续来干扰她。
From June 17th to September 2nd, the demons continued to disturb her.
那你说受洗之后什么都没有了吗？不是这样子啊。
So baptism was not the solution to all her problems.
那如果她信心不够，她说奇怪，我怎么受洗之后怎么继续有这些其他的鬼来找我，那他就放弃了信仰，那不是太可惜了吗？
Has she given up her faith, thinking, well, baptism doesn't help me, then it would have been indeed a pity.
最后在最后一次的主耶稣跟他写信，跟他讲说，从今天开始，我要将平安跟快乐赐给你。
But on the last day, after the last demon was captured, the Lord Jesus appeared to her and said, I will now give you peace.
那从那个时候开始，他就肉体就得到真正的平安了。
And from then on, she was able to be freed from the disturbance.
这样看起来，每个人的十字架都不一样。
Every person has a different cross.
这样看起来，我们受洗之后还要继续来背我们的十字架。
And every one of us needs to bear our cross after we're baptized.
就如同主耶稣这边所宣告的，因为他背了自己的十字架，背到底，承受了那个痛苦的折磨，胜了那个折磨，好像死了，但是却复活被高举。
Because the Lord Jesus took up his cross and carried it to the end, even though he seemed to have died, he was actually exalted.
所以今天我们有困难，好像我们被困难打败了，好像完全没有希望了。但是我们继续抓住了神，即使好像我们死了一样，还是要复活被高举。
Today, even though we may seem to have been defeated, if we hold on to God, we will come to life and be exalted.
那我们再来谈一点，那么谁高举了主耶稣基督啊？
Who exalted the Lord Jesus Christ?
我们都知道，当然是神呐。
God, of course.
我们来参考马太福音二十五章。
Let's turn to Matthew 25.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
马太福音二十五章二十一节。
Matthew 25:21.
主人说：“你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心。”我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。我们再读过来，马太福音二十五章二十六节。
Matthew 25:26。
主人回答说：“你这又饿又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有善的地方要纪念，就当把我的银子放给退换银钱的人，到我来的时候可以连本带利的收回。”这边让一个人。进天国，让一个人下地狱，做判断的一个人高升给人卑微的，当然都是我们的主耶稣基督，就是那个主人， 就是我们那个神，就是那个主人。
It is the master or God himself, who decides whether we will go to heaven or go to hell.
这个在旧约的哈拿跟新约的玛利亚对这个道理有很深入的了解。
Hannah, a woman in the Old Testament, and Mary, a woman in the New Testament, have a thorough understanding of this truth.
他们在对神的祷告当中都提到类似这样的一个例子，类似这样的话语。
And in their prayers, we can find words concerning such truth.
神叫有权柄的侍卫啊，叫卑贱的高升。
God humbles those who are exalted and exalts those who are lowly.
神在灰尘当中提拔贫寒的人啊，从粪土当中提拔穷乏的人。
God lifts up the wretched from the dust and lifts up the poor from their despair.
所以今天我们知道说，主权在神呐。
So sovereignty is in God's hand.
我的意思是说，我们人不要自己想要去提升自己，或追求自己的荣耀，或追求自己的高升啊。
We should not exalt ourselves.
这次在25届的 NCC 会议的时候，有一个提案。
During the NCC, the recent 25th NCC, there was a particular proposal.
它里面谈到说，真耶稣教会的专职传道人应该，他们自己不应该来接受总会任何的，不应该接受总会chairman 的这个位置。
Which proposes that a full-time preacher of the True Jesus Church should not also be chairman of the General Assembly.
这个是地方教会非常关心传道，他们觉得传道应该以传道跟祷告为事，不要再管理行政的工作。
And the rationale behind it is that the preachers should concentrate on prayer and preaching the word rather than administrative tasks.
其实对这个问题，我本身有很多的思考，到底这样对不对？然后硬要把那个chairman 那个位置限制住，好像让一些人来做，或是不让一些人来做这样子。
I thought much about this issue, whether it is right to exclude the preachers from this responsibility.
那后来有一个工人也传道专职传道人，他起来这样说。
During the meeting, a full-time preacher said.
他说他明年度就不可能再被选到了，所以他觉得他应该把这番话讲一下。
Since he will not be the chairman anymore next year, he will speak up.
他说总会耶路撒冷的会议呢，也都是使徒在开啊。
He said the Jerusalem Council was held among the apostles.
他们也要处理很多很多问题啊。
They had to deal with many issues.
他说很多专职的传道人，他们实在是不太愿意管理行政问题。
Many full-time preachers are reluctant to be involved in administration.
但是很多决策的问题不关心，好像又不太行啊。
But there are many strategic decisions that need to be that need the concern of the preachers.
当然他说这个职位不是让你去打电话去做联络，因为有秘书在帮忙做。
Of course, the chairman himself doesn't have to be on the phone all day or to be at meetings every day because the secretaries can help him.
但是他觉得这样子 oversee 这种照管群羊的这种决策的工作，不应该把这个专职的传道人给去掉这样子。
But he believes that preachers should not be excluded from the responsibility of a chairperson who is in charge of overseeing the flock of the flock of God.
我在想，没有一个人会认为 chairman 是一个高高在上的职位。
I believe no one has the mistaken view that chairman being a chairman is being exalted.
但是我们觉得，凡事都是神在掌权呢。
We know that God is in charge.
今天无论谁在什么地方做什么的服事，都是神的安排。我们应该顺服，而不要用人的方法去强制限制。
Regardless of our responsibilities, we should submit to God's arrangements.
高举的是在乎神。
It is God who exalts.
我在传道者灵修会的时候，听到一个 老传道的一番见证。
During a minister's cultivation seminar, I heard a testimony from a senior minister.
他说，他年轻的时候呢，虽然有一个 office job， 有一个办公室的工作，但是他听到道理之后，觉得道理很好，他觉得工作对他来讲没什么意义了。
When he was younger, he worked an office job outside the church, and after he was moved by the message, he realized that his job was meaningless.
他就辞掉工作，回到自己的乡下，一方面帮爸爸做田，一方面呢认真要查考道理，因为他觉得道理太宝贵了。
So he resigned from his work in the city and went back to his hometown village to help his father on the one hand and to study the word of God.
那因为这样子一种心智啊，总会就叫他去总会上班，渐渐的他走上传道的路。
Because of his determination, he was asked by the General Assembly to consider joining the full-time ministry.
那后来被人家送到一个海边的地方去做传道的工作。
There was once when he was sent to a church by the ocean side to preach.
我一次听他见证，他说那个海边哦，一碗饭端出来哈、哦，马上苍蝇通通这个白色通通不见了，通通整碗饭都变黑色的，因为上面停满了苍蝇这样子啊。
He said in that area there were so many flies that when he before he ate his bowl of rice, it'll be covered with flies.
可是他也要吃啊，因为信徒这样子辛苦哈、哦。这个 offer 这个拿饭出来，你也不可以说，哎呀，这个把这个上面的饭把它剥掉哦，然后再吃，也不行这样子的，还是靠着神这样把它吃下去。
But because the food was prepared by the loving hands of the brothers and sisters, he did not reject it, but ate the rice still.
他说他当时只有一个心智，他根本不想为主耶稣有什么做到什么样的位置，或是以想象要到国外去工作，他都没有那种想法。他只有一个想法，就是啊，如果我一辈子在这个海边这个小乡村呐、啊，在这边传福音，甚至在这边教他们读书写字，来教育他们啊，做这样做一辈子，做这样有意义的工作，那我这一辈子就心满意足了。
He never had any personal ambitions in his ministry, such as going overseas to preach. He just thought that as long as he could pastor the church by the ocean and even teach the members and educate them, then that would be his dream.
我当时听到这一番的思想哦，我真的很受感动。
I was very moved by his philosophy.
其实神对人的未来，他有他自己的路。
God has prepared a way for every person.
我们不要想说我们以后要怎么样在人生有什么样的轰轰烈烈的，或是为自己预设什么立场，或是前程。
We do not need to plan ahead and envision an ambitious future for ourselves.
我们只要尽本分的把神给我们的工作做好，将来神要高举我们，要降低我们，我们都会觉得心安理得啊。
As long as we are faithful at our present duties, with our present duties, whether God exalts us or humbles us, we will be at peace.
神使人高升，也使人降卑啊。
God exalts and He humbles.
但是一个像耶稣基督这样顺服神的人，能够忠心服侍至死的人，最后神要高升他。
But for anyone who is like the Lord Jesus, who humbles himself, will be exalted by God.
我们再回来参考，再读一遍《腓立比书》第二章。
Read again Philippians chapter 2,
第九节
verse 9.
腓立比书第二章第九节
Philippians 2 verse 9.
所以神将他升为至高，我们注意下面那一句，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，真比到主耶稣基督得到一个万民之上的名。
The Lord Jesus Christ received the name that is above every name.
这个名到底是什么呢？
What is his name?
我们来参考启示录十九章。
We turn to Revelation 19.
启示录十九章。
Revelation 19.
我们看十一节。
Verse 11.
启示录十九章十一节。
Revelation 19:11.
我观看，见天开了，有一匹白马，骑在马上的称为诚信真实，他审判征战。都按着公义，他的眼睛如火焰，他们头上戴着许多冠冕，又写着名字，除了他自己没有人知道。我们继续读下去，十六节
Verse 16.
但是呢，在他的衣服和大腿上面有名字写着说，万主之万王之王， 万主之主。主耶稣得到了这个荣耀的尊名，就是万王之王、万主之主啊。
The name that Jesus Christ received was the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
有人说，你怎么证明主耶稣真的得到万王之王的名呢？
You may ask, how do I know that he received this title of King of Kings?
小弟在以前分享过拿破仑所说的一番话。
Napoleon once said,
他是一个有名的王。
He himself being a famous
emperor. 但是他说，在凯撒、成吉思汗、查理大帝都是建国的君王。
He said, Genghis Khan, and King Charles,
都是建国的君王啊。
Were emperors who founded nations.
那这些帝国君王最后都衰退了。
And these kingdoms and emperors all declined later.
这些君王都是用武力来建国的。
They founded their nations by force.
他们每次要打胜仗都要自己这样子啊，摇旗呐喊，这样在军队前面这样子啊，带领去打胜仗。
They had to lead the armies and forces to fight and win the battles.
但是耶稣基督却是用仁义建立他的国度。
But the Lord Jesus Christ established his kingdom with righteousness.
虽然他没有在前线摇旗呐喊，但是历年以来，多少人为他抛头颅打啊洒热血。
Even though he never fought in a war, many people laid down their lives for him.
所以他说，耶稣基督的国度是永远长存的。
And therefore, the kingdom of the Lord Jesus endures forever.
由拿破仑的话证明，我们的主耶稣真的是万王之王啊。
So from the words of Napoleon, we know that the Lord Jesus is indeed the king.
我们应该来歌颂这个万王之王啊。
So we should glorify this King of Kings.
我们要多说哈利路亚，赞美主啊。
We should always say Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus.
你知道吗？在韩德尔就是一个音乐作家哈，他写了《弥赛亚》这首歌啊。
Handel wrote the piece Messiah.
那其中有一段是哈利路亚的大合唱。
And in this piece, we know of the Hallelujah chorus.
那当这首歌在这个英国伦敦演唱的时候呢，那个时候乔治二世就是当时英国国王啊，也在那个地方听。
During the first presentation of the piece, King George II was in the audience.
他听到这个哈利路亚，哈利路亚哈，我们都知道那个旋律哈。那个国王他自己觉得很不配坐上来听，他自己就站起来啊，站着听啊。
When the king heard the Hallelujah chorus, he felt so overwhelmed with awe that he stood up and listened.
当时英国是全国最强盛的国家。
England at that time was the strongest nation in the world.
那国王的地位很高啊。
And as the king, he was the highest.
当国王站起来，觉得自己不配的时候，整个老百姓也都跟着站起来听那个歌颂主哈利路亚的话。
When the king felt unworthy and stood up to listen to the music, the whole audience also rose up with him.
我们今天歌颂神，不只是用哈利路亚，像我们刚刚那个唱的那个，刚好我们的 Andy 写的一首诗，有一些，那第几首？就是那个哈利路亚的词句啊，我们应该是很高兴的来这样子来歌颂神啊。我们不只是站着唱、坐着唱而已。
Just now during the hymnal session, we sang hymns with Hallelujah. When we sing such hymns, we should lift up our voice.
我们更要跪着啊，用我们的内心来歌颂我们这个万王之王、万主之主啊。
Not only so, we should kneel and sing praises to the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
这个名是值得歌颂的。
Because this name is worthy of our
praise. 因为我们的神高举了耶稣的名。
God exalted the name of Christ.
这个名也在我们生活上成了一个最贴身的、最影响我们的、最直接摸到的一种伟大的力量。
And this name has a tangible great power in our lives.
我们常常有问题的时候，我们奉主耶稣的名祷告，主耶稣要听我们的祷告。
When we're in trouble, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, and He answers.
今天有一个同龄，他打电话给我，请我帮他祷告。
A sister called me today and asked for my prayer.
她说她最近信仰不太好啊。
She said that
很软弱。
She has been going through a spiritual low times.
其实我跟她见面的次数不多。
I haven't met, I have hardly seen this sister. I've only met her a few times.
她在外州。
She lives out of state.
她就跟我谈到说，她虽然信仰很低沉，但是呢，她祷告的时候呢，神常常给她很多额外的恩典。
She said even though she may be spiritually weak, during her prayers, God often blesses her in various ways.
在上个月，她跟我做个见证啊，在上个月她低潮的时候都不太想祷告。
Last month, when she felt spiritually weak, she did not even feel like praying.
她就随便跟主耶稣讲两句话，跟主耶稣哭一下，她就睡着了。
So during a prayer, she said a few quick words to the Lord and wept and went to bed.
想不到隔天，她那个四岁的小女孩就跟她讲一件事情。
The next day, her four-year-old daughter told her.
她说：“妈妈，我因为她才四岁，中文跟英文掺着说啊。”她说呢，主耶稣。啊，她说妈妈，昨天 God 来找我，昨天神来找我。
She said to her mom, "Mom, yesterday God came to look for me."
她说呢 ，God 带我walk 到一个很远的地方，那个神带我走一个很远的路啊。
He said God took me on a walk and to a far place.
那我就看到一个很漂亮的 castle， 一个很漂亮的城堡啊。
And I saw a beautiful castle.
她说。那个 God 他就说我要换一件衣服才可以进去啊。
And God told me that I have to change before I can go in.
那神就给他一件他形容说很 shiny bright 衣服把的衣服给他穿，很亮很亮的白色的衣服给他穿了、啊。
Then God gave me a set of clothes that was shiny bright.
啊，帮他换了，然后他进去说，哇，什么东西都是。他说 sparkling bright 就是非常非常的亮，好像黄金一样。
And when he got into that place, he saw that everything was sparkling bright.
这个孩子从来没有听过启示录的道理啊。
This daughter had never heard of the revelation.
啊，他也看到里面有一条河，他说那个河水真的是 sparkle 也是亮晶晶的。
But she related that she saw a river in that place that was also very bright.
他说你有树，他。那个我们那个姐妹连也不晓得天国有树，不过她女儿真的说在天国有树啊，而且那个树叶非常非常的绿啊。
She said to her mother's surprise that there are trees in heaven and the trees have very green leaves.
所以说跟她讲说你把一个叶子摘下来。
The Lord Jesus asked her to take down a leaf.
她说她摘不到，但是很奇怪，正在想的时候呢，身体变得很轻，她就可以把一个叶子摘下来，她就放在自己的手上面了。
She thought she was too short to reach the leaves, but then she felt suddenly very light, and she was able to reach the leaves and put a leaf on her hand.
啊，里面有很多的天使。
And she saw many angels.
妈妈问她说：“那你怎么知道那是天使？”
And the mother asked her, "How do you know those are angels?"
她说：“他们都长着翅膀啊。”
She said they all have wings.
她说天使在干什么？
What were the angels doing?
天使在唱诗歌啊。
They were singing hymns.
他说什么样的诗歌？
What kind of hymns?
那个小女儿真的四岁的小女儿把天使教她，天使唱的唱给她妈妈听啊。
The daughter repeated the hymns that the angels sang.
他说那里的天使也唱了很多的话，重复的念哈利路亚。
And the angels in their singing kept crying out hallelujah.
这个就是真的都是启示录所记载的永生神的诚意，就是那个新耶路撒冷。
This is the city of the eternal God recorded in Revelation, the heavenly Jerusalem.
你看他只在心情很沉默的时候，在每一个很低沉的时候，在每一个教会的地方，他只是很简单的奉主耶稣的名祷告。那么神竟然借着他的女儿来安慰他那种忧伤的心灵。
Even though she was spiritually depressed and she was far from church, yet through her simple prayer, God comforted her heart.
主耶稣他得到了至高的名字啊。
The Lord Jesus received the name that was above every name.
值得我们信赖，我们真的可以用我们的在我们生活上当中真的是一个摸得到的一个强而有力的安慰跟强而有力的力量啊。
This is a name that we can rely on and receive great power from.
主耶稣被高举了。
The Lord Jesus Christ was exalted.
所以我们要效法主耶稣啊。
Therefore we need to learn from our Lord.
以耶稣基督的心为心。
And we need to have the heart of the Lord Jesus.
我们最后来看一翰三书。
Finally, let us read 3 John.
十一节。
Verse 11.
一翰三书十一节。
John, 3 John, verse 11.
亲爱的弟兄啊，不要效法恶， 只要效法善，行善的是属乎神，行恶的未曾见过神。我们要效法善，不要效法恶。
Let us imitate what is good rather than what is evil.
我们主耶稣就是那位至善的人。
Our Lord Jesus Christ,
至善至美的救主啊。
Is the one who is all good and all perfect.
我们主耶稣在世上的时候，凡事为我们留下榜样。
And the Lord Jesus set us good examples while on earth.
我们要跟随他的脚踪来行，我们就可以达到。我们也可以被主耶稣来高举啊。
So let us walk in his footsteps, then we will also be exalted.
我记得有一次我到我的小儿子的学校里面去。
I once visited my son's school.
那第一天我的小儿子很紧张，那躲在妈妈的后面，不想留在教室。
On the first day, he was very nervous. He hid behind his mother and did not want to go into the classroom.
他也不晓得第一天要怎么样去坐 school bus 啊，因为我们送他去回来的时候，他自己要去坐 school bus 回来啊。
And he didn't know how to get on the school bus to go home.
那老师跟他讲说，你放心哈、哦，那个外面哈、哦、有很多脚印哈、哦，你就跟着那个，因为他们已经在地上画好很多脚印了哈、哦，你就跟那个脚印走，你就可以走到等 bus 的地方了。
The school had already pasted footprints on the route, so the teacher said to him, "You can just follow the footprints and you'll get to the bus stop."
我们常常想说，我们就如同那个小朋友，不晓得我们将来要往什么个方向。走到主耶稣要我们走的终点。
Like little children, we do not know what lies ahead of us.
但是这一条路主耶稣走过了。
But the Lord Jesus Christ has gone on this path.
主耶稣也为我们留下美好的足迹。
He has also left us good footprints.
真的，只要我们吸取，只要我们谦卑，只要我们顺服，只要我们走耶稣所走的，我们将来也是会像如同基督一样被高举啊。
If we empty ourselves, humble ourselves, and obey God, then we will also be exalted at Christ.
愿神祝福大家。
May the Lord bless everyone.